Hello.
Hello. Hello, James.
How about you introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Linda Zekta. I am James' great aunt.
Okay. And it's the 27th of November. It's past Thanksgiving, which is... Okay, never mind. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and... Yeah. So, first question: What are you most grateful for?
Oh, I am most grateful for my beautiful daughter, Makita Burhani.
Okay.
Could you excuse me a second? Okay. All right. Yes, I'm most grateful for my beautiful daughter, Makita Burhani.
Okay.
She is the love of my life. She was a beautiful child. I love taking care of her. And she's grown up beautifully. And she's now a nurse. And since my health has been a bit bad in the last few years, she has been a great help to me in my old age.
Okay. Second question here. How would you like to be seen as or remembered?
I like to be seen or remembered as a sharing person, willing to help others. Compassionate person. A lover of cats, compassionate to people and cats.
Okay, so third question here. What is your fondest and I guess most memorable memory?
Well, probably the birth of my daughter, Makita. That would probably be the fondest one. That would have been the very best and the most fond of everything, yes.
And why?
Well, because when my daughter was born, I was 41 years old. And the likelihood or probability of having a child that was not healthy or not perfect increases. Yeah, unlikely. Yes. And I was very fortunate and very blessed that she was born beautifully, perfectly, with no problem. And I think that's a very low percentage of children born to that age group that I was, 41, that happens for. And I guess that made it most memorable.
Okay.
And happy. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Fourth question, I think. What are you most proud of? It can either be something you've done or something that, like, someone that you are related to has done. Or it can be both. Either one's fine.
It can only be one thing?
It can be either. You can do both. Tell both if you want.
Well, I guess what one thing that I'm most proud of myself personally is my artwork. Most of which was done when I was young. I think it was quite exceptional then. That's what I did. And then, of course, my daughter finishing her nursing and becoming an emergency room nurse, and she has just applied to NIH to work for them, and she's going to get her become a nurse practitioner. So I'm very proud of all that, and I'm also very proud of my great nephew James.
Okay, about back to your art, is there any title of your art, if you even gave them titles in particular, that you're the most proud of? Or you think is the best?
It's one called The Dream and the Reality.
Okay. Can you describe it for me?
Yeah, it's a abstract, rectangular abstract. It's about maybe 4 or 5 feet in width and maybe 3 feet in height. And it has two big circle, one big circle near the middle, and then a smaller circle a little bit to the right, up towards the corner a little bit. The big circle is very geometric and more hard edge, and the smaller circle is more painterly, with less hard edges. And it's kind of a pale blue background part of it, and another part is almost like a beige color.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, fifth question, I think. What is most important to you?
What is most important to me? Comfort.
And can you explain why?
Well, that's in my old age. I think that's coming from my old age. Just get older, you like to be comfortable. Don't want to move. But when I was younger, most important to me was travel, seeing things I'd never seen before, going places I'd never been before, like India.
Oh, was there any, I guess, sight in that was really special to you?
Oh, yes, the Taj Mahal there in India. I was a time in Dehradun, up in the mountains, evening there, the sight, smell of the market, and the sound of the cows coming home with the little bells jingling, the smell of incense, and things like that.
Okay.
And I traveled more than just India, but, you know, other places as well that were, I would say equally as great. Great also, but I guess that was my favorite.
Okay. Sixth question, I think.
Okay.
I actually don't know much about our family heritage. Do you know anything about it? If so, then I'd really like to know.
Yes, I know about, as far as your grandmother, her mother, great-grandmother, Velma Ashby. Ashby's a very old Virginia family. They originated in England. They had a castle. They had two, actually. One called Ashby de la Zouche, Z-O-U-C-H-E. And the second one was Castle Ashby. And that was designed by Inigo Jones. Inigo Jones, very famous British architect. So in the background, and that would be in your background there, are two castles in England. They came to America around 1632, settled in Virginia. They were a very famous, well-known family in England and here and in Virginia. So, and then on your grandmother's father's side, they were from Germany, Heinrich. Let's see, maybe 3 or 4 back greats, Heinrich Long. And you also have Irish ancestry there, Wolf, W-O-L-F-E. Your grandfather, great-great-grandfather, okay? He was German and Irish. Okay, is that enough?
Is there
I can go on forever if you want.
sure, I'd really like to learn about the family. Please go on.
Okay. I really can't. Let's see. Your grandfather's family. I don't know too much about. You probably know what I do. The Hawkinses are from North Carolina. They've been here for a long time, also. But I don't know their specific history. But it was something similar to what your great grandmother's was.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just did okay.
Okay.
Is that all?
What else? You need more family. There's a lot, but we need to discuss it at another time.
Okay. Okay, so final question, seventh question. What do you most look forward to? It can be either something that you're going to do, something Makita is going to do, or something that you look forward to. It can be by your own desires or, like, a bunch of people's desires. It can be big, it can be small. What do you look forward to?
I look forward to Makita getting her master's in nursing and her nurse practitioner designation. I look forward to her getting her application into the school in order to obtain that designation, which she has to do soon. Okay. I'm looking forward to personally getting over maybe some of the health problems I have at the moment.
Of course.
Look forward to that. Which may or may not happen, you know, I don't know.
Well, everyone wants to...
Everyone wants
to be healthy.
Right, exactly. Everybody wants that. But other than that, no, nothing big. I'm boring, yes. My daughter said I'm boring.
hold on, an error message just popped up on my screen. It says the recording has stopped due to an issue with the microphone. So
we're on hold?
No, it just stopped. But I think it's, it got everything. Well, anyway, thank you. Thank you for willing to be an interviewee for this, thing. And, I hope to see you soon.
Okay. Do you think what I said is okay?
Yeah, it was more than okay. It was good. It was great.
Okay, but you're not recording now, right?
Yeah, it stopped, which is a letdown.
It stopped? Okay, well, I didn't want to say too much because of the current time. Are you there, James? James?
Huh?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
But because of the current climate... political climate. I did not want to say too much about Virginia and Ashby's. I didn't want to mention General Turner Ashby because he was a general in the Confederacy.
Oh.
And you know right now how everybody is. I mean, they're dumping on our history.
Everyone.
So I didn't want to say anything that would get you, you know, any kind of trouble or you know whatever in school.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
We can discuss these things privately.
Yeah.
But I don't right understand. Okay.
You wanna talk to my mom?
Sure. Let me talk to your mom.